Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. We're back tonight after 2 weeks off for the Olympics, so it's been a long 2 weeks without Days, but we're here to discuss the last week of the show. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Diva of Dole and on Facebook at Diva of Days of Our Lives. Also, our blog is on divaofdaysofourlives.com, and you can find us on iTunes and check us out on Blog Talk Radio. This show and all the shows that we've done before will be on there, plus all our interviews. Joining me tonight is the diva. Carrie's here. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Finally made it.
Yay.
And Anna Causey-Hooch is here. So
hello.
It's like,
yay.
The old gang
yeah.
is back. There's three
yeah.
of us tonight.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So we've been off for 2 weeks. I said, did you guys enjoy the Olympics? Did anybody watch those?
Good. I honestly didn't watch any of it, and that's
what
you
oh, okay.
Funny, but
was,
I didn't watch.
Yeah,
any of it.
Getting by towards the end of the second week, it was like I was ready for it to be over. And back
yeah.
to date. But I do enjoy watching some things like the
but
swimming
USA,
and the gymnastics.
Yeah, USA did great though. It was exciting. I mean, it was exciting. To
oh
see.
Yeah.
How well we did, you know. So
yeah.
I just didn't get to catch
yeah.
much of it.
And you know, the Olympics has drama all its own, has its own little
uh-huh.
stuff.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Oh, anyway. But,
who
so,
would
yeah,
be
so
the
we're,
villain? We should have done the, who's the good girl, the, who's the, oh, I don't know, like the villain of the Olympics, the Lofty, I guess, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
We have our own soap
the
opera.
Apple
like
of the Olympics.
Yeah.
The jerk. Of,
and then Simone Biles could be the young ingenue with the, you know. You
yeah.
know. Like, we could have a whole
yeah.
cast of characters, couldn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was going to say what the show this week, I said we're coming back after the Olympics, and I said, so who's going to get the gold, silver, and bronze medal for storyline this week?
I loved
I don't know
it.
If we can
I
give
loved
out.
It. I saw this.
Yeah.
Saw that.
I don't know.
That's great.
Yeah,
I
don't
it.
Know. We give out gold,
yeah,
silver, bronze.
Yeah, I can't
believe
it. Melissa Reeves should get the gold, I think, this week. Out of anybody.
Oh, I didn't
yes.
I haven't seen that
the gold?
Part yet.
Yeah, Melissa should get
yeah,
the gold.
Yeah, she did
yeah,
good with Jack. Although I'm not liking Jennifer. I mean, Melissa Reeves, yes, doing a great job, but I'm not liking Jennifer. You know, she's such a hypocrite, you know, but she did great scenes with Jack, you know, with Jack and everything, and but yeah. So did you want to talk about that, Carrie?
Yeah. That was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Matt Asher was going to be on. That's Tuesday's episode, in case anybody didn't see it and they want to see Matt and Missy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, see, I missed the whole thing about Abigail's death and everything because I've been out with surgeries and moving and all this other crap. But
oh, yeah, she's still mourning for death.
Right, so I missed the whole everybody finding out Abigail died, allegedly. Of course,
right.
We know she didn't die. But
no.
Yeah, so Jennifer bought some pills off the street and some vodka and rented a seedy hotel room, and she was going to get high. And Belle had Paul hired as an investigator to follow Jennifer because Belle was representing Chad in a custody case against Jennifer over baby Thomas. So Paul tells it's so funny. I'm going to keep calling Martha Marley because that's her character on The Bay. And it was funny, too, but she had a scene with Mary Beth Evans, who plays her mother on The Bay. And it's actually her aunt on Days of Her Lives, so the whole thing's so crazy.
That's
but,
funny.
yeah, it's so tangled. Maybe they're not related. No, I guess Kayla's not related to Belle. And I'm sorry. But anyway, so it was funny. Because I kept seeing the mother-daughter thing on Tuesday. But so Belle goes and tracks down Jennifer, and she calls Kayla, and Jennifer's passed out on the bed, and Jennifer lashes out of bed at Belle and is accusing her of that she's going to tell on her to Chad. So they get her back to the Horton house with Julie, and before she passed out, before she takes the pill, she actually talks to Jack. And Jack's trying to get her not to take the pills. He's trying to tell her, she stays sober and get the baby away from Chad. So those are really nice scenes. And it was funny because mm-hmm. Jennifer was like, you're not here to go through all this pain. And I thought that was, that really touched me for some reason, her telling Jack he's not there to, experience all the pain she's going through with Abby's loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's telling her she's stronger than that, trying to tell her
that
she's stronger than that. And she's just saying how painful. She just wants the pain to go away.
Yeah, and she takes the pills anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was pretty sad. Mm-hmm. That's why I thought she deserved the gold medal. She had the best scenes, most unique scenes this week. And then Belle and Kayla take her to the Horton house, and Chad kind of shows up for the baby for a little bit, and Belle tells him to go home, and he figures out that Jennifer relapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's kind of ready to give up Thomas without a trial.
He's ready to give up Thomas. He just can't deal with the baby and grieving at the same time. And Jennifer ends up going to a meeting with Julie, and she finally stands up and admits that she's an addict, and how they should have had her a little wasted, though, I have to say. I thought it was kind of odd that basically she just took these pills and slept it off and woke up and was fine. That was the only thing that bothered me. Yeah, she was a little bit too put together. Yeah, didn't think so. She didn't seem high. She didn't seem low. She just seemed kind of rational and she didn't look like she just, took pills and passed out. But anyway, it was good stuff. If everybody wants to watch the Tuesday
episode. I'll have to
just
definitely check it out, yeah.
Yeah, it was very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so that's the gold. So I enjoyed the, we got Tate back, and everybody's accusing Victor. Of course, Brady really, John, Jen, and Brady come into they got a lead to where this person is that was supposedly took Tate was in this hotel room. Well, actually, they were there, thought they were about ready to leave. Well, she must have got scared and left Tate behind. They heard the baby crying, and he was there. And then all of a sudden, John finds his cell phone, one of those throwaway phones, on the floor. So there's one number in it, and Brady dials it, and Victor picks it up. It rings to Victor's number.
Right.
So right there is, of course, he could have been framed, and that's what Sonny thinks, that Damo sent him up. But they still came and arrested Victor, and he swears that he had nothing to do with it. But Maggie's believing him, and in the meantime, Maggie's had a successful surgery, and there were some really nice scenes between the old magic, with Victor and Maggie. Between them.
And then he
brought her, which they kind of, I don't know if I liked it or if I didn't like it, because I remember Mickey and Maggie with the red shoe when Mickey brought her the red shoe.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of did the same thing with Victor, brought her a red shoe, and it was kind of nice. And he said about, when he would take her dancing, he promised that he would take her dancing again. And so he bought her the red shoe. So that was some really nice things with them. And, of course, Deimos and Nicole came to see her, because Deimos was the one that got that, actually blackmailed the doctor to do the surgery for Maggie. Whether Deimos has taken a, turn for the good and trying to, make amends with Victor, but everyone, including Justin and Sonny, think that Deimos is setting Victor up. So we don't know. I kind of think maybe even Kate might even be in on that. I don't know if she is or not, but I kind of sometimes I think they're kind of, because she's bent on revenge from for Vic, you know, for Deimos. And before we left for the Olympic break, her and Andre were kind of scheming together about trying to take revenge on, although Andre wasn't on it at all this week, but Kate was. And of course she had her run in with Deimos, so maybe you want to talk about that. But that's the storyline I enjoyed with Victor and Maggie and the kidnapping and finding out. I'm thinking maybe it's not Victor and it's some, you know, it is somebody else. So
it was too easy that they caught him like that. That it has to be a setup. It just has to be. Just too easy to solve it that way.
And if it's Deimos or not either. So, I know. I don't know. It'd be interesting.
I think my gold medalist would be Kate, of course. She was only on Friday, and that's the only episode I got to see most of, I think. I don't remember all the dialogue, but it was really funny. I mean, I love it when Kate is snarky and when the comedy is going and stuff, and when she's got that like screen chemistry with somebody, and it's just so fun. But she and Philip were having a meal.
She plays it serious, but it's funny. Yeah.
Yes. With her kids. Oh, she does that deadpan.
Yeah.
She does that so well.
Right.
And that dry humor and everything. So she's like in another, her brain's in another world, you know? And so Philip's like, so Philip, how are you doing? You know, he's like, so glad that you asked me to come to meet, you know, it's like, he's basically trying to carry on both sides of the conversation to tease his mom. Cause you know, she's not even paying attention or anything. And she's like, sometimes I just want to be quiet or whatever, you know, but anyway, I don't remember like the specific lines and all, but if anybody who enjoys Kate should really see those scenes because they were hilarious. And then she, at one point she's saying something about, she calls Chloe, I can't remember who she called her, but they were talking about Chloe, and she was like, oh, and you're sleeping with her. He's like, I'm not, or whatever. And she goes, oh yeah, you are, you know, it's like kind of back and forth with that. And she levels some sort of like, I don't know, nasty term at her. And then all of a sudden Chloe shows up and she's like, well, maybe you should tell me directly, Kate, or whatever. And so, and then at some point, Chloe says something. It's kind of discombobulated because I wasn't paying 100% attention, but it was like, Chloe was like, well, maybe you need to have, she was basically doing a throwback reference to the poison brownies. Like, maybe you
about
should,
having supply,
how did she
supply
say,
a poison or something.
Something. I don't know. It was funny. But the whole thing was just, she was really, it was really good. And then later Kate was, I think, Philip was talking about revenge. Like you were saying, wasn't he saying something about revenge to her, that she was wanting revenge and this and that. But Kate just seems
on Deimos. He warned her, you know, he said, I warned you to stay away from Deimos. He was going to hurt you. And
right.
And don't get revenge or something, because
right.
he's going to, But she is thinking of revenge. You can tell just the way she's looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then here it is. Chloe's pregnant with Deimos' child. And I think that's coming up next week. I saw one of the spoilers for next week is they go to Kate for help or something. So so you
they
can imagine
Kate.
How that's going to
It surprises
go over.
Me that they told Kate.
So that should be interesting. So I'm trying to think. And then later she's at the town square and she sees Deimos and Nicole have been doing it on the couch back at the Casa Kyriakos. And then they're out at the town square with their hands all over each other and everything. And Kate witnesses it and she just starts tearing like petals off of this rose. Like you could just tell she was just fuming. And hurt probably too. So anyway, I don't know. Something's going to go on there. So that's the main thing. I just loved her. I loved the sort of the snark and the back and forth. It was pretty good. I mean, that's probably one of the few scenes I've seen, or ongoing scenes that I've seen with her and the new Philip, that the new old Philip. I don't know that I really liked. You know, that I thought there was actually really good scene chemistry with them. The dialogue was great. So anyway, that's about it for me on that front.
Okay. And then we had a lot this week with the teens.
Mm-hmm.
The teens, Theo, Claire, and Sierra. Did you see, anybody see any
of
that?
Claire's
Theo,
been acting jealous.
Claire's
right?
kissed.
And then,
well, Claire's
yeah.
after Theo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's always singing. I don't know if I. Like, I guess she has a good voice, but that's just not, kind of not my music. But I guess she's. Have you heard her sing?
A little bit.
You think she's, do you like her voice?
I
think
like
I know
how
what you're
she's
going to
be this
yeah.
this excellent singer. I don't know. I don't see it, but I could be, I guess. But anyway, she had Theo over, and she kissed him. And then he decided to stay, and they're kissing and making out, and Sierra walks in on them. So, okay, like, I don't really care one way or the other who Theo ends up with. Claire, Sierra,
mm-hmm.
don't really matter to me. I do like Theo, though. I do
yeah.
like
me
his
too.
Character. And then Sierra declares her love to Chad. And, Chad,
and that goes
like,
over well.
You know. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. This is like, Chad's like, oh, really? You know, get a clue, Chad. You know, guys are just so clueless most of the time when it comes to when a girl has a, you know, they are clueless.
I know.
And he's there, I'm sorry, Sierra, but I cannot return those feelings. You know, I'm still,
I'm
you know, my wife just died.
Her, you know.
And she says, but Abigail's gone and she's not coming back and I'm here for you. He said, that does, you know. You know, that
no.
still doesn't matter. He's never had feelings for her, and he never will. So she can't
Aww.
Quite get over that. So I don't know where that's all going to go or whether, you know, what will happen there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that would be – that wasn't one of the better – you know, I'm just – you know, it was all
yeah.
Uh-huh. Hope and Rafe weren't on. There was no Rafe all
That's
week.
Right. You're right.
We actually got
like
through
was,
a week of days without
Ray.
It Ray, actually
it,
happened.
It was a Raycation.
No, Ray was
yes,
on with
but
Ray, Roman and Ace.
Didn't happen.
No.
Oh, yes, he
Ray
was on.
Yeah,
yes,
he was
and, on for a bunch. Yeah, Hope wasn't on, but yeah. But yeah,
yeah
Ray
was no
on. Oh, yeah, Rafe was bitching about Aiden being district attorney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I guess, I don't know, I can't figure out, did they ever say why they appointed Aiden district attorney? Did Andre have something to do? I know Andre wanted him to do that, but I don't know how they, he was appointed
yeah.
so fast that I know why Justin
I know.
Left.
Yeah.
It just didn't
it
make, doesn't make
quick.
Sense to me.
I missed some
hmm?
Of it. Justin did Damos a favor, and I guess it came back a bit on the ass.
Right. And I know that's why
yeah.
he lost his job. Somebody, there was a snitch, and somebody saw what happened, told on him,
yeah.
and Aiden found it out. But I'm just wondering how he got appointed so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, by Abe, and I think Abe's the one that did it, you know, and after all that's
mm-hmm.
going on. And I guess eventually in the spoilers, he finds out that Hope killed Stefano, and he's going to go after
Oh, that's right.
Hope
that's right. That's going
to
be good.
Prosecute Hope and Rafe.
Yeah.
So that should be good.
Oh.
Yeah, so we did have a little bit of Rafe. Darn it.
Oh.
So, see, it was just so quick that I can totally forgot about it. So, oh, well, let's see. Anything else? Or can I remember? Now, Carrie said, Carrie, you watched everything but Friday, huh?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, there was, Chloe told Claire that she was pregnant.
And
she's going to keep the baby, and Philip said he'll step up and pretend to be the baby daddy. So that happened this week.
Yeah.
Oh, she
Chloe's
told
not
Claire
sure,
that.
But
okay.
I think that's what's been. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that's going to happen. Let's see. And then there's Sunny or Jen, well, Teresa was on with talking to Maggie. That kind of tied in with the storyline, I guess. And Summer, I guess, is completely gone for good.
Yay!
Did anybody see any spoilers for next week? I'm trying to think of my
thoughts.
I can't remember. I know Dina Higley's stuff is coming up in September. We'll start seeing, I think, in the first week in September, and she's the one that brings back the three villains, Xander, Clyde, and is it Orpheus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's her storyline.
They'll probably be doing some house cleaning.
So I don't know how that's going to – I guess that's how Jen Lilly's going to be leaving. I don't know. Is Teresa get killed by Xander?
Maybe.
That's kind of what it kind of is what it's looking like in the clips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Could be. Oh, something. It's when you said Teresa, it made me think of Cassie DePaiva.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see the news about Cassie?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope. So we send our prayers to her. You know, it's like I really, you know, I got to talk with her at Dave Days when we were interviewing her, the actors, and it was so nice to get to talk with her and stuff because I never really knew all that much about her other than just a little bit I picked up from the magazine over the years and stuff because I didn't really watch One Life to Live while she was on there. But and I wasn't a huge fan of Eve until the very end when she was really, they gave her some great material. So I just was so sad for her that she's having to deal with this and that they had brought her back to Days and then she had to stop working. And just, I know a little bit about that. And, you know, Carrie, you've recently been through some things. We all, you know, we've all had our life stuff, but sounds pretty serious. So just want to send our love and prayers to her for a good recovery and everything. But, you know, I think her son is just, when I was talking with her last November, he had just gone off to college, so he's still pretty young, you know, so I don't know. I just hope she can get through this and everything, but I tell you, you just never know when stuff's going to bite you in the butt, that's for sure. So,
yeah.
And she always looks so healthy, and
I know.
To me, like, she was like, she was in very much in shape, and then, you know, find out she has leukemia. I mean, that's just a shock.
Yeah, I know. So, I just, I just thought I'd mention that and, you know, just putting it out there that we're thinking of her and, you know, hope that she has a speedy recovery and can get back to working again and doing what she loves to do. So, anyway.
Oh, there is a spoiler out there. I just remembered Laura Horton's coming back. And, Jamie Lynn Bauer did a little interview with Soap Opera Digest. So I think I think those scenes are coming up quickly. Yeah, Laura Horton, Jamie Lynn Bauer.
Oh, yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and I also saw, we're going way back, Valerie Grant is coming back for Abe.
That's
somebody
that's cool.
Way back in the past.
Yeah.
And they said there's going to be more coming. Of course, we know Leanne Hunley's back. Actually, Sam had seen with her this past week.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Him
tweeting pictures of the two of them.
He tweeted
really cool.
Pictures.
Yeah,
it was nice to see them back together again. You know, people are all getting excited, even though he's
Andre,
you know, people are still thinking, maybe Tony will come back, or maybe Andre's Tony. But this will be interesting to see how they play it with, you know, if they're going to think it's Andre or, you know, or how it's going
to
be. So
that'll
be fun to watch.
Twitter feed. Yeah, I didn't
realize.
Yeah,
there's pictures of them in his dressing room. He took pictures. Pictures of them together, and I think there's a picture of just Leanne that he took and put it on Twitter.
Yeah, there's one with Leanne and Deidre too. That was a nice picture. With Deidre.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
With Deidre. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and did you?
Yeah, Deidre.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then in Soap Opera Digest, I don't know if everybody's seen Soap Opera Digest, there's a really nice interview with Teo and Lauren about Andre and Kate. It's called Birds of a Feather. It is a really good article. You could just they're just talking about the relationship, and you can just tell the love and admiration and respect they have for each other and the things that they say about working together and what they think of each other.
Awesome.
really?
And Lauren was just at Teo's. Yeah, Lauren was just at Teo's house for dinner, and how she just said that, you know, you don't get anything catered there. He actually cooks you and feeds you, and the home is really inviting and stuff. Yeah, she had a lot of nice things, and he had a lot of nice things to say about her that she's but he calls her consistency with her. She's no prima donna. She's the real thing, a real professional.
Mutual admiration society. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so neat when it happens like that. We've been wanting them to work together for years. So it's so cool that finally happened.
And they're still trying to push that Kate and Andre. It's kind of like they have them together as kind of like friends and like
partners,
schemers,
uh-huh.
But they're still not quite going there with the actual, like, a romantic relationship.
Uh-huh.
They're not quite there yet.
Oh, that would be hot.
They want it. Yeah, I know. But they're still trying to inspire, as Lauren says.
Well,
anybody
who wants to see Condre, follow at Condre Fans on Twitter. And occasionally there are new pictures and stuff like that. So check that out.
Yeah. And then in the interview, they said when there was one scene with him in the park scene that they were saying they were trying to play it and brought up the about the tango years ago. And I guess one of the directors or whatever thought that was, and they kind of gave them the idea and reminded them that Kate and Andre had done this tango.
Oh.
And, you know, I guess they had the flashback and everything. So, yeah. So that was kind of their doing. Kind of like leading them that way. So,
because
they kind of want that to happen. So I hope it, you know, you see a little bit of it. We have seen a little bit of the, you know, getting together and scheming, but I don't know how far they'll, you know, then we have the new writers and that in there, whether they continue to take it that way or not.
You just never
know.
So you just never know.
So we're hoping. But it's a really, really fun, fun article with the two of them.
Very cool. We'll see. And that's in the Soap Opera Digest that's out this week, right?
It's the one. It's September 6th, but it's the one that's out without Friday, this past Friday.
Okay.
It has the fall preview, actually. That's another thing I was going to look up. They have the the fall preview for Days. Yeah. And I'm reading the whole fall preview, and they give like a thing of it, but there's like nothing for There's not one word about Andre in there. I'm there. It says about the Demirs versus the Kyriakises. So I'm thinking that's kind of, because I think he's involved with that, the rivalry between the Demirs and Kyriakis clan heats up, and then things get more complicated when Eduardo and Dario set up their own company to become major players in Salem. So I think those two, between the Demirs, Kyriakis, and those two Hernandezes, I guess, they're going to kind of be going up against each other.
I wouldn't mind going up against the Hernandez, just saying.
Well, certain ones.
Hello? Hoochie?
Dario? Hello? Not Rafe.
Oh, I knew you'd have to ruin it.
Eduardo. Eduardo and Dario,
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
2 out of 3, yeah.
The odds are pretty good. It's going to be
Poor
Rafe.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Well, so did Ken hit the nail on the head again with his usually, we'll just say, interesting twist on things when he does those, you know, previews?
Okay, we're going back to our Ken Corday, you mean?
Yeah.
We're going back to our core. We're going back to the... how many times has he said that we're going back? How many times do we go back to it? And I don't know. I don't
and
know what he means by
up,
that.
And then we end up with other people that we don't even know who they are again. And
But they are. They seem to be bringing some more people
yeah,
from the past
like
back.
Yeah,
I think. Well,
yeah,
Kathy
cool.
Peace and Charles Johnson will be coming back.
Oh, that's right.
And of course Eve's coming back.
For a while,
And I don't know, like, how long some of these are. You know, they're not all on contract. They're coming back for a little bit. They usually do that for sweeps and stuff. I guess November sweeps, and then I guess February sweeps. I don't know.
Oh gosh.
And then
they did something in advance.
Yeah, they did something in Nashville today. There was some kind of event going on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who all was there. I think Christian Alfonso and I think Melissa Reeves. I don't know who all exactly was
Brian
there.
Brian Pillow was there. Galen Gary.
Oh.
And Vincent Arizari.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vincent. Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like a good group.
Oh. Yeah.
Anything else?
We're all like,
anything
okay,
else?
No,
I'm trying to
think.
Okay, did
else?
We go through the whole week already? I'm trying to think. Did we go through? I'm trying to write what I had written down. It's kind of like what we. I think we've talked about.
I'm
trying to
think.
Of,
yeah.
We saw some of Caroline. She was talking to Maggie, and she had these premonitions or her visions that she believes that Victor was behind it because she saw Victor talking on the phone, but Maggie won't believe it. You know, there's certain ones that think he's done it, and there's other ones that think that he hasn't. So
I love that Sonny's come back and he's kind of, you know, Sonny seems like he might be taking a little bit of a gray turn, maybe a little bit. Do you think?
Well, he's real protective of Victor. Yeah. Maybe a little bit, yeah.
I mean, in a good way. I mean, kind of in a good way. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think maybe some of the curiosity is coming out in him. Yeah.
The curiosity is coming
out, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think they're going to, it says in here for the fall period, despite an undeniable attraction, Sonny and Paul fight their feelings for one another. So they're going to kind of try to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know where they're going to go with
Steve,
Kayla, and Joey. I guess Steve and Kayla will be.
Oh, yeah.
There must be some more problems with Joey and Jade. I think they're saying that.
Yeah.
And then Clyde's back to target Chad, Aiden, and Kate.
Kate, yeah, that's right. I remember seeing some
creepy
thing about that. Well, so that should be interesting. I'm glad they're bringing him back for a bit. I mean, even if it's just for a little bit. I hated the way he got screwed over with the writing and everything, and you know, so I'm glad he's coming back so we can see him again.
Andre will just have to come to Kate's rescue. You know,
wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope that happens.
Yeah.
For a variety of reasons, I hope that happens. But definitely. So I'm waiting for Kate to make reference to how Andre left her on the side of the road naked at times. that would be hilarious if they were having some banter and all, and he's like, well, blah, 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 blah. And well, you left me naked on the side of the road after kidnapping me and holding me hostage. Now. But, oh, man, they could have some hot stuff going on there.
Oh, do you remember the scenes about, I don't know exactly what year it was, but he was Andre
yeah.
and he comes into the Brady pub with a knife. He had that brown leather jacket on and he puts the knife to her throat, you know? Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That was the fall of 2007, I believe. I might have watched
2007?
That episode a few times. Just a few times.
Yeah. So they have a history there together. You know, a love-hate thing there.
So, yeah, but I don't have much more about this week, though, unfortunately, because I'm drawing a...
Yeah, I don't know. I think we covered most of it.
Yeah.
Most of the week, I'm thinking. I don't know, because we could always talk about the Olympics, but we do have a caller. Maybe we could get on and just make it a short night. And we get to,
sure.
I think it might be Bobby. Yeah.
Hey, it's me, ladies.
Hey, it's Bobby.
Yeah. First of all, I wanted to say, after watching the opening of Days on Monday, I think the same reaction that Claire's face to what Chloe told her was the same reaction that was bring to me when I said, I'm glad you guys are back after 2 weeks absent. Unfortunately, she, Sierra, and Theo had to hijack everything most of the week because on Tuesday, all but 15 minutes was on because the president was speaking in Louisiana with the floods down there. So my thoughts and prayers in that region but I know that
yeah.
former Days star,
oh, yeah,
Shelly
really
Hanny, has some friends in Louisiana. She's from there, and she experienced Katrina and now this. So I just want to say prayers to former Days star Shelly Hanny and her friends down there. And also, Wednesday,
oh, okay.
I had an issue with my cable and Wi-Fi, and when it came back on, the show was almost over. But I do want to say that my thoughts and prayers are with Cassie. I hope that she feels better. And this was just, you know, something that really was shocking, was really just surprised me when I got the news. I also want to say that I just finished watching, I want to guess that the movie that was on Lifetime that Kate Massey is in, and I'll tell you, that film that Kate did reminded me of Fatal Attraction a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard she was in some kind of Lifetime movie. I didn't get to see it, though.
Well, there's going to be a rerun tonight at midnight on Lifetime, so you probably can check that out or DVR it. Also, I was thinking the whole time that I saw it, and if you already saw the trailer, you probably know where I'm going to. I thought, where's Kate now as Abigail when we need her for this whole Sierra and Chad thing? Because the stuff that Kate was doing to the mom in the movie and to her friend at the end, not to spoil anything, that easily could be Sierra's head right there in a couple months now when Marcy Miller takes over the show. So I'm about to just IM her that she better be watching and taking notes so she can at least pull this off on Vivian in a couple of months from now, And finally, I just want to say I have heard Olivia sing, because a couple months ago she sung during the prom, and then the next day her CD got released on iTunes, and I got it. So it's kind of just because she has a Taylor Swift, she has the talent where I'm thinking, and just like a couple months ago when she did this on the show, that she could become the first celebrity, if she can get permission from, if NBC will allow her, the first celebrity to do The Voice or America's Got Talent with that type of talent. I was thinking that could, I mean, I don't know if maybe she can still do that while under Day's contract because of work with the network, and I don't know if that violates the network by certain rules where they can do something where somebody can't do anything like that unless it's a celebrity apprentice or something like that. So I don't know how that's going to work out. But I'm sure that'd be a good idea for Olivia to work on her talent in case she wanted to move on to singing and combine acting, because I had seen Jack Wagner and Rick Springfield on General Hospital pull both stunts off back in the day.
She has a CD out or something on iTunes.
That's a good point, though. I mean, it's not without precedent that somebody could do that. So, yeah, good.
Right,
wish her all the best.
Yeah, because she's, like, going to be 17 in November, and I think as she gets ready to think about college and graduation and the future of Days beyond this time next summer around, I'll be back or not, this would be a great idea for a backup plan in case it gets canceled or she wants to leave Days early to go to college. Is to focus on her music.
Mm-hmm. Bite your tongue, Bobby. We don't want to say that word canceled.
You sound like Carly.
No, don't say that. Days can never be canceled.
Well, you know what? My best luck is if Days can get past the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Because I know with the time difference, they're going to probably show most of the events that during the daytime because of the time difference. And if they can hold off past that, or at least go until at least the Tokyo Olympics, that would be a miracle. I'm hoping to just still be alive by 2020. What am I talking about?
Did you mean South Korea or North Korea? Because I'm pretty sure the Winter Olympics in South Korea.
South Korea. Winter Olympics in South Korea.
Right, because I don't know.
And then Tokyo in 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
We hope Days will be on in 4 years.
I was just this close from actually watching and DVRing The Younger Restless and Bold and the Beautiful. I was this close from absolutely doing that.
I haven't
during
got
the,
yet.
During the break, because I was because if it weren't for
I was watching GH actually during the break. 2 weeks
well,
I watched GH. So I got caught up a little bit on that.
Right. Yeah. And I just want to give you some breaking news. Speaking of folks that are on the meds on GH, I know Emmy Ryan, who was at one time Lizzie on Guiding Light and then Abby on Young and Restless, and is now Lulu on General Hospital, is going to be out temporarily with a broken nose.
Yeah.
I thought about
Lulu,
about
really?
That. Yeah. I heard about that.
I thought about possibly maybe hiring Kate Madison.
I
was thinking possibly either getting Kate Madison from back into daytime with that temporary role, since they already used Molly Burnett for 2 weeks when Kirsten Storms was out. But at the same time, I thought Kim Wu of Unreal, formerly Bold and Beautiful, would be perfect for the Lulu role. So I don't know how GH is going to handle that story, because I just don't know if I wanted to see Emmy Ryan or Lulu on TV with a mask, because she's pretty as is without a mask on to protect her nose or anything like that. Because I've seen athletes wear face masks after they get broken noses. So I don't want to see this exact same thing on GH for Emmy as Lulu. But you know, it's just been great just actually get a chance to talk about Days. And hopefully, if you get a chance later tonight, or sometime later on, if you can check your local listings, just check out the unwanted guests and just see how great that Kate was, because she reminds me a lot of what Glenn Close was in Fatal Attraction. But at the same time, I was thinking at the same time that new Abigail might end up, as crazy as she is, doing this to Sierra. Or even her mom over the custody over Thomas. And by the way, I'm not buying into the whole Abigail is dead story, because when I saw the reaction on this, I thought this is Melissa Reed's Emmy for sure. She just liked it up. I know she's probably going to compete with Jen Lillian's supporting actress, but just move her up to lead actress and see what happens right there, because I know she got a better chance than the lead actress over the supporting actress, unless she and Jen are both in the same category as far as lead actress over supporting actress. And I think the same thing should be said about Billy Flynn. I almost forgot who plays Chad. Billy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just because I think they just liked up daytime Emmys with that Friday show before the Olympics. Yeah, but okay. I'm glad you're all back. At least I won't have to worry about when I DVR Days to watch pre-recorded gymnastics at 9 o'clock at night.
We're glad to be back.
Morning. Yeah. Like I said earlier.
Okay, thanks
I was
for calling
like Claire,
in, Bobby.
Right, because like I said earlier, I was like Claire with that same reaction when she heard the news from Chloe, except it was more like the fact that Days were back. So with that being said, you all have a great night. I'll probably call in next weekend, I probably might. But if not, I'll try to call in next weekend. But I'm probably just going to go see some college football on TV at one of the bars. So I might not come in.
Hopefully,
yeah,
we'll be
night.
Here next week too.
All right.
Okay.
I'll talk to you next week. All right. Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Right, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be here next week.
Yeah.
Another week.
Yeah. So, all right. Well.
Okay.
Carrie,
yeah.
glad you're doing better. You're feeling better a little bit.
Yeah. And they let you out of work early. That's good.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
I think we covered everything.
Good. I guess, can't think of anything else. So hopefully we'll have, maybe there'll be a lot more to talk about next week, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the spoilers for next week, but I think it's the week of Labor Day, I think, is when the three villains or whatever come back. I think that's about when that's supposed to start.
Oh.
So.
That should be juicy.
So anyway, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good talking
everybody. Have a good
girl.
Day.
Nice. Thanks to Bobby.
Nice to have you back, Carrie. Yeah.
Thanks. Yay.
Back.
Yeah. Great to hear your voice. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
See you guys.
Thanks again,
week.
Everyone.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Bye.